I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's been a dramatic 24 hours in Chile and a day of high spirits and patriotism. Rescuers and officials singing Chile's national anthem just before the first of 33 trapped miners was hoisted to the surface. That was last night, and ever since, it's been a surprisingly rapid succession of miners making it to the surface. The very first was Florencio Avalos. As he stepped out of the Phoenix capsule, his family and rescuers broke into applause. Minutes later, the president, Sebastián Piñera, addressed the nation, and he spoke about the two big challenges that Chile has faced in recent months, the mine collapse and the earthquake.
Los mineros han demostrado, igual como lo demostraron las víctimas del terremoto y los que están trabajando en la reconstrucción de lo que el terremoto destruyó.
He said the miners have shown, as did earthquake survivors, that when Chileans are united, they're capable of doing great things. The next miner to make the 2,000-foot journey up the rescue shaft was Mario Sepulveda. The crowd broke into cheers and chanted his name. Underground in the mine, Sepulveda became an unofficial spokesperson for the trapped miners. He's also a natural entertainer. As he emerged, he jumped for joy, then he handed rescuers chunks of rock from the mine as gifts. Soon afterwards, Sepulveda expressed his gratitude to those who've worked for months to get the miners out.
Nos devolvieron la vida. Es increíble que a 700 metros de altura y sin vernos frente a frente, ellos nos recuperaron. Porque la verdad...
He said the rescuers have given the miners back their lives, pure and simple. We miners, he said, did our part, but it was the rescuers who did the heavy lifting, literally. Sepulveda then went on to ask the media and everybody else to treat the rescued miners not as celebrities, but simply as miners. We'll see how that goes.